everyone's on the take, aren't they? Everybody's trying to scam everybody else. That's my pessimistic thought for the morning. When I say everybody, obviously I only mean town councils, county councils and the government. Just park the car. And the amount of people going and buying tickets from the ticket machine in Milton Keynes, and I'm just outside the station in Milton Keynes, and I'm thinking, surely, God, some kind of reprieve from this £5.50 parking charge on a weekend. And lo and behold, if you read the small print, it's not controlled over a weekend. Well, I wonder how much money they make from half-awake, un-coffee-addled minds who basically just pump the money in automatically as normal. I guess it pays not to have a sign saying, don't worry, Saturdays and Sundays free. It says, very small, controlled between these hours. So it doesn't even tell you it's not controlled under the other hours. So you can decrypt that message. But a couple of people, I stood by the machine for a bit and a couple of people come up to me and said, don't worry, it's free Saturday, Sunday. Good to know. I can see parking attendants still walking around, though, which is slightly unnerving, but maybe they're there just to oomph you to go to the machine. So, who else is ripping us off? I'm just listening to the radio and about care credits. Care credits. They're trying to get us en masse to volunteer to look after our elderly. They're saying for extra care, but you know what'll happen? Oh, well, you've got a volunteer carer. You don't need any care from the government. Woohoo! Think of all the money we're saving. When really, one thing that shouldn't be affected at all by our impending financial decline into a third world country is the care of our elderly who have been paying their entire life. And now, they've been paying their entire life just by being a part of our society by the looks of things. This crash is not on their fault, other than elderly bankers. Let them just lie around in their own wee. This decline of our society isn't their fault. Let's assist them a little bit. Oh, I'm just about to talk to a traffic warden. I just parked up the back there. Is it definitely free? These car parks, it says not controlled at the weekends.
If that's what it says, then that's how
okay,
it is.
Okay, it says it very small. It doesn't say free Saturday, Sunday, which would be nice. A lot of people buying tickets.
Yeah, it really depends on where you are. Because if you're in this car park just over here,
yeah,
it's not actually controlled by us anyway. It's a completely different company.
Okay.
You see?
Another private army.
Well, they're a company that used to do the city centre contract, but they only have a smaller contract now, so it's actually run differently.
Okay, sure. Whereas round here, you still have to pay.
Round here, yeah. But these are for those that commute more than anything else, because it's £7 for 24 hours.
Okay, fair enough.
So they're sort of long stay days. You're definitely in the other car park then, in that case.
The freebie one. Excellent. Yeah. Happy days. Thanks very much.
That's
all right, if in doubt, ask a uniform. So, what is this? You know, you're getting your neighbours to help, which is what I've been doing recently, I must admit. My grandmother has needed care for a while now. But today is the first day my grandmother gets official care. I'm a little bit nervous about it, to be honest, but the people that have been dealing with it are absolutely fantastic in the Hinckley and Leicestershire area, and they've just been amazing, and they've sped this through, and they sped this through with a nudge and a wink, and as if to say, we better get this done this week, otherwise it might not happen. I'm like, what are you talking about? It might not happen. My grandmother is getting worse and worse. She needs care. There should be no might here. And they were like, well, no, seriously, things are happening. And they couldn't tell me what was going on, but I wonder if it's something to do with these care credits. Anyway, I'm at Milton Keynes Station, and I'm going to pay probably an over-inflated price for a ticket into London. Because even though the world is slipping into financial doom and catastrophe, some people won't lower their prices for NAF services. So I'm off into London. If you're around, say hello. I'm going to Magnum Photos to talk to a group of photographers who are probably all struggling. Diversify. And we shall survive. Right. Speak to you later. I've got to have a coffee. Can you believe I'm speaking like this? I haven't even had coffee yet. God help them.